Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
Serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer rose to infamy after human remains were found dismembered and preserved in his Milwaukee apartment. He murdered at least 16 people in the city. 14 of them were people of color, and many of them had been part of the city's gay community. A Bubbler Talk listener wanted to know how much harm Jeffrey Dahmer's crimes caused Milwaukee's LGBT community. But to understand Dahmer's impact, we first need to look at what life was like for gay Milwaukeeans in the 1980s.
You essentially have a community that grew up being told that they really had no right to exist. You had a community of people who really only knew each other out of a sense of shame, out of a sense of disenfranchisement.
Michael Takash is the curator of the Wisconsin LGBTQ History Project, and he describes an underground community where people used nicknames to obscure their identity. They met at bars in a dark industrial neighborhood surrounded by partially empty factories and warehouses. People were also pretty transient.
You would see somebody and they would be around all the time and then they would just be gone and you would really, not think about it or not really question where they had gone.
And in 1987, when Dahmer began preying on people, it was the height of the AIDS epidemic. According to the CDC, more than 500,000 people were living with HIV by 1987 in the United States. Scott Gunkel was a bartender at Club 219, where Dahmer was a regular customer. Although he met Dahmer a few times, Gunkel found him unremarkable. What Gunkel remembers vividly is the impact of AIDS.
One year I went to 19 funerals. And it was just devastating. You know, every other week you would find somebody that passed away, and then you'd go to their funeral. I would, talk to other people who knew certain people and say, hey, where's so-and-so? And they'd be like, oh, he passed away, or he's sick and he's in a hospice.
In 1991, Dahmer was finally caught after one of his victims managed to escape. As the gruesome reality of his crimes became known, it was truly shocking for the community.
No one had any suspicion at the time. I mean, it wasn't as if there was, this long string of disappearances and people pieced it together. There was no suspicion of anything like this happening while it was happening.
Both Takash and Gunkel say that for a short time after Dahmer's crimes were revealed, people were nervous about going out.
There was a buildup of paranoia for a while, but it really didn't last. I don't think it lasted more than a couple of months, to be honest.
And in some odd way, Dahmer's crimes led to systemic changes that helped Milwaukee's LGBT community. Although Takash is careful not to give Dahmer's crime all the credit, the nicknames did go away. People were emboldened to be open about who they were, which made them safer.
Being able to be your true self every day kind of eradicates some of these dangerous situations that people put themselves in just to find acceptance, just to find a community, and just to find a sense of caring and love.
Others like Gunkel were drawn to activism. He started to lead sensitivity training for the Milwaukee Police Department.
Activists got more engaged with the police department. Activists got more engaged with the African-American community. Communities were willing to reach out to each other.
There's no doubt that for some outsiders, Dahmer's gruesome crimes became the defining symbol of Milwaukee's gay community. But for the people who made that community, it was just another part of a long history of abuse. And they weren't about to let these monstrous acts define them.
The resilience of the gay and lesbian community in Milwaukee cannot be overstated. And Jeffrey Dahmer was kind of a fly on the windshield.
Milwaukee's LGBTQ community has come a long way since the 1980s. But that resilience, that's what brought them here. Not Dahmer. For Bubbler Talk, I'm Joy Powers.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Sun Badger Solar. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/Bubbler Talk to submit your question.